Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Avelyn.
And in today's episode, we've got a very special guest. She's my friend from Life Group, one of the four winners of the Guest Spots giveaways with Peyton Pritchard.
In this episode, we will be asking her questions about her faith.
If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com and check out our YouTube channel and blog, which will both be linked below.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our 8th episode of season 3.
What do you consider the most meaningful Bible verse in your life?
I consider Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1, because it is about, to me, it's about pushing forward and never giving up.
That's a good mindset to have, for sure, on life, like never giving up on what God has for you and what God has in store for you, because it's so easy to give up with all the pressure of the world and social media and stuff tries to drag you down a lot. But like, that's a really good mindset. No one said something like that yet about a verse, so that's really good. I love that. Okay, I'm gonna have to look that up after this episode. Do you ever have doubts in your faith journey, and if you do, how do you combat them with God's truth?
I do, and I feel like everyone does, and I think it's sometimes it's good to have those, because if you start to doubt yourself, you can always turn to prayer or back to the Bible and reassure yourself in your faith, and it just makes you even stronger than you were before. So, and talking to other people and listening to other people struggling with the same thing can help too.
So how often do you feel the devil like pushing in your heart, knocking on the door to try to let temptations of doubts in? Because I actually feel those really often.
Yeah, I feel it pretty often too, because there's a lot of things in your life, like hard times, or if you're struggling through something like anxiety or depression or something, and there can always be moments where you don't believe or you don't have faith, and I'd say it happens pretty often for me too.
And anxiety is a big struggle. Do you struggle with anxiety personally?
I do. I have for probably 4 or 5 years now. And, but, you know, leaning on my faith and leaning on other people always helps.
Yeah. Anxiety is a tough one. And I've dealt with that too for a very long time. My parents even told me stories about when I was really little, I used to just break down, like, because of how bad my anxiety was, just randomly. I'd get anxious about random stuff. I completely understand where you're coming from there. And do you mind sharing about your anxiety, like how you used to, before you started leaning on your faith, deal with that anxiety? And then as you strengthened your faith, how it began to get better?
Anxiety and depression is something that's always kind of run in my family. So like me, all my half siblings, my parents, we've all struggled with it at some point. So before I knew that a lot of people struggle with it, I felt really alone and like it was something that I had to deal with by myself. And when I started talking to my life group and my friends about it, and learned that a lot of them struggled with it too, it was easier to deal with. And they told me to start reading and start praying, and I got some help, and now it's a lot better.
That's really good.
What topics do you find yourself most interested in reading regarding Bible studies?
I like reading about creation. My favorite book of the Bible is probably Genesis, because of I like reading about creation and stuff like that, but I also like reading about the history. Like, I'm a really big nerd. Like, I love history and science and stuff. So actually learning about how old everything is and the actual scientific and historic proof behind everything in the Bible is really interesting to me.
I love history. It's got to be my favorite subject.
Yeah, and also learning from history. I think that's really interesting, like how you learn from other people's past mistakes and yet they still repeat themselves very often, even though we all study history in grade school and stuff.
Yes, I just like reading how everything was created, because that's always been an interesting topic to me, because so many people debate it and so many people have different opinions, and the Bible lays it out very clearly. So
there are just some things that you know it's your favorite, but you can't really think of a reason why, but you just know.
Yeah. It's a really interesting book too. I read it through fully the first time like last year, and I never realized how many really interesting stories there are in it that you can take really valuable lessons from, and yet it's often overlooked because of how debated it is. Like, not many people focus on that book. It's just seems so straightforward, and yet everyone finds something wrong with it, something to conflict about in that book. And that's what makes it really interesting. Do you have a certain way you like to share the gospel with other people? Like, through conversations, do you do it to yourself, like by praying to another about another person? How do you like to?
See, I've never been a very outgoing person. I've always been really shy, so striking up a conversation with somebody was never my thing. But to me, actions speak louder than words, so I try to act the best I can and represent the Christian faith so that people see that it's not a bad thing. And yes, I pray for certain people sometimes, but probably through action, I think that's the best way.
We've never gotten that answer before, actually. Have we?
We haven't.
No, we haven't. That's such a great answer. Yeah, it's a really good answer. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, oh my goodness, that is so good. And it's a beautiful way to look at it. We've gotten answers like we have Bible studies with people and stuff, but yours is literally acting like Jesus and reflecting Jesus. That is gorgeous. A beautiful picture of how to live your life to the fullest. Live it for Jesus. And I, every time I go to life group, I see you living for Jesus, and it's very inspiring, and you're such a beautiful person inside and out.
Who are the most influential people in your life?
Okay, just as a preface, guys, I'm going to try not to cry because I wrote this down and now it might make me cry. Okay, the most influential person in my life is probably my my brother, and he passed away when I was a baby, but I have three other sisters, and they've always told me stories about how inspiring he was to other people. And my family grew up in not such a good place in northern Louisiana, and he taught the young kids around him how to play football and how to be a better person through Christ. And I've always looked up to him for that, even though I never got the chance to meet him. So, and I hear stories about he had a really tough life and had a lot of struggles, and he never gave up and he never stopped pushing forward. And so I look to him for that a lot. And I just wish that he could know that through a lot of tough situations in my life, I've pushed hard, and that was because of him.
That's so sweet.
He sounds like an amazing person. So how have you seen your life even more affected by how you treat other people, like your outlook on life? Do you mind elaborating on that?
Yeah. I think the better you treat people, the better life you'll have. I hate to say like karma, but kind of. Like if you treat people like nice and like respectful, then you'll get the same treated back to you, and it makes you more positive, because if you see people acting positive or being happy, it would make you happy and make you have a better day or a better life.
It's a good outlook on life.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So I'm very sorry that you lost him, but I'm very thankful that he has impacted your life so greatly. Okay, well, I'll pray us out then. Dear Lord, I thank you for Peyton to be on the podcast today. I thank you also for our listeners and everyone who's listening right now. I pray you will bless their weeks and let them live for you, like Peyton has said throughout this entire episode. Living for you is very important in reflecting you in our lives. I thank you for how her brother has impacted her life so much, and I pray that she will always reflect you throughout her entire life and that she will be remembered as reflecting you throughout how she acts around people and how she treats people. I thank you for her and for her life so far. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all we had planned for today. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll keep you in our prayers always, and how you will always reflect Jesus. I've said that so much this episode, but reflecting Jesus seems to be the main topic we've discussed. But thank you for being on. I think I'm going to end this Zoom meeting here. Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you've been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Check out our YouTube channel and our blog, both linked below. But thank you all for listening, and we'll see y'all next Sunday with a new episode.